There may be plenty of fish today at this market in Victoria, the capital of the Seychelles, but veteran fisherman Cliff Morrell says that's not always the case.
Sometimes we go, we don't get fish, enough fish, because of climate change. The temperature is very hot, and then the fish need to go far in the deep sea.
Charlize Federia manages this dive center on Mahé, the main island in this archipelago off Africa's east coast. She has seen firsthand how global warming has affected the creatures in this part of the Indian Ocean.
Literally, and I mean that, almost crying underwater because I was like, where's the sharks? Where's the stingrays? Where's everything? I'm seeing nothing.
She also says the changes to the coral have been drastic during her lifetime.
When I started diving, there was a coral bleaching, but it gets so much worse now. Although we have seen that corals grow faster than we think, it's still not fast enough to adapt with the changing sea temperatures.
Flavien Joubert is the Seychelles Minister for Agriculture, Climate Change and Environment.
We've had several warming events. Every time you have a warming event, your reef collapses. The living coral dies and then it comes back, but it doesn't come back to the same level.
Another phenomenon? Higher than usual rainfall, causing flooding and landslides. Heavy rains destroyed this home outside Victoria last year. Several people died. The heavy rainfall also threatens the egg viability of the Aldabra giant tortoises native to the Seychelles. These land tortoises are also facing the threats of warmer weather, habitat loss and rising sea levels. One of the biggest challenges here. Sea levels around the Seychelles are rising about 3 millimeters per year, says Environment Minister Flavien Joubert. President Wavell Ramkalawan says people will eventually be displaced.
We face the brunt of the climate crisis. Some of our coral islands might disappear. And along the coast of the granitic islands, where most of the population live, we will have to move to higher ground.
Joubert says larger countries bear the most responsibility for climate-related events and should help smaller nations deal with the effects.
There are those with more resources and who have emitted a lot more and who have benefited from those emissions who should actually step in and step up their game and really put more resources on the table to help countries like us in adapting and mitigating emissions.
In the meantime, the government has been rehabilitating coral reefs and pushing for more renewable energy use, hoping that such measures will help sustain the livelihoods of the people and creatures who call the Seychelles 115 islands home. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Mahé, Seychelles.